Well, I have a wonderful electronic invention I want you to see. It looks something like you.
Hey, what's up, Internet? I'm Chris Martin, and you're listening to Getting Work to Work, a weekly podcast for creative professionals and entrepreneurs looking to grow, not only by learning new things, but by connecting their work to big ideas and overcoming the barriers that prevent them from doing the work they were born to do. There's a part of me that is extremely idealistic, in love with utopian ideals, constantly pondering questions about going beyond the bare minimum. What do you dream of? What impact would you like to make? What will you do after you make ends meet? How will I leave my corner of the world a little better today? These are questions at the heart of today's episode, inspired by a quote from the book Humans Are Underrated by Jeff Colvin. Just think what more we could do. Show notes and links for this episode can be found at gwtw.co/210. There's nothing more powerful than something that you're reading that just connects with your being. This morning, I was reading the book Humans Are Underrated by Jeff Colvin, and in a section talking about the power not only of story, but storytelling, Colvin writes about the World Bank and how they were transforming their organization and how the top secret ingredient was really an appeal to imagination. That it wasn't just story, but the power of storytelling to transform the imagination. And the phrase that was used often to appeal to the imagination was, just think what more we could do. I'm going to ask you that question. Just think, what more could we do? I love this thought because in many ways I'm extremely idealistic. I like to think that as a society we can rise up and overcome challenges. I don't want to necessarily succumb to the cynicism and pessimism of the world that we live in. But at the same time, there's so much power in just negativity. So that's why that sense of idealism is so strong in me, because when I let myself get dragged down, it's a deep fall. But there's just so many possibilities. Like, I still love the internet as a publishing medium, even though it just feels overcome with advertisements, bad design, bad user experience. And did I mention advertisements? But what's interesting, as I think about the internet, it can be transformed in powerful ways if we looked past just its base instincts of corporate interest in advertising. But there again, there's my idealism rising up. As creative professionals, we have amazing life-changing abilities. We can create new worlds. We can shine a light on underserved populations. We can raise money for projects that don't exist. And we can create tremendous value for our customers. But oftentimes, instead of looking at what we can do, we opt for the status quo. The way things have always been. Just think what more we could do. When we embrace the status quo, we follow what others in our craft are doing. We create for likes. We worry about what's going to get us paid. We stop thinking about what more we could do and obsess over how are we going to make it. And I'm not saying that we shouldn't consider the question, how are we going to make it? But I love this thought, what more we could do? So in this episode of Getting Work to Work, I'm going to ask 6 questions to help you go beyond your status quo and really help you think what more you could do. First, what are you aiming towards? What are you wanting to produce in your lifetime? What are you wanting to create in your business? If you aim towards just paying your bills every month, eventually you are going to burn out. because it takes a lot of effort just to maintain the economic feasibility of business. But what's interesting is when businesses go beyond just their economic means and aim a little bit higher, aim towards impacting society in ways. Maybe it's they're going to give a percentage of income to a cause. Maybe it's going to create a cause. Maybe it's a project that you want to bring about in the world. And what's interesting is when we aim beyond just survival, we have the ability to do so much more and have a lot more meaning in our lives. When I spend time just worried about making other people happy and paying my bills, eventually a part of me is just like, Chris, there's got to be more to life than this. And so I find that when I'm focused on just making ends meet, that I'm not as happy as when I'm aiming towards something much greater than myself, some impact beyond just my own needs. And so I ask you that question, what are you aiming towards? What future do you want to bring out in this world? It doesn't need to be massive. It doesn't need to be huge. But I argue that it needs to be more than just yourself. Maybe it's just your family, and that's fine. But what future do you want to build for your family? What future do you want to build for your community? These are powerful questions and help you break not only the status quo, but I argue the burnout rate in creative professionals. Second, what are you sharing with others? It's so easy to get trapped in the status quo when we stay locked in our heads and locked in what we are doing. But what's interesting is yesterday I had the opportunity to hang out with two friends, and we started sharing what we were working on. And I get so inspired when I listen to what other people are doing. And what's fun is like, I'll take little bits and pieces of what they're doing and apply it to what I'm doing. And it helps me to rise above my own abilities and rise above my own thoughts. So what are you sharing with others? What are you hearing from others? Sharing is so important. Oftentimes when I'm teaching classes, students are afraid to share their ideas. On one hand, they're afraid that they're going to be judged that their ideas are stupid. But what's interesting is there's sometimes this fear that if you share an idea with someone else, they're going to steal it. I always loved the idea that Seth Godin would share, and that when we are afraid of ideas, of sharing ideas, that we shouldn't be afraid of sharing them because we have to oftentimes shove our ideas down people's throats in order for them to get adopted. So we shouldn't be afraid of people stealing our ideas because it's really hard for people to take those ideas and make them their own. Third, what are you learning? This was a question that I asked my friend yesterday, and it was really interesting because what you are learning can help you to go beyond your status quo and help you to think beyond just where you're at today and ask that question of yourself, what more could I be? I spend a lot of time learning. And what's interesting is the less I learn about technology and the more I learn about things like story and storytelling and humanity and leadership and all of the things that surround my craft, but don't necessarily, you know, not the technology of the craft. And the more I learn how to relate to other people, the more my work becomes powerful. So what are you learning? Maybe you're learning a new technique. Maybe you're learning a new way to reach out to people. Maybe you're learning a new way to look at life. These are powerful considerations so that you can go beyond your status quo, so that you could be more, so that you can aim higher and do more. You are capable, no matter how young or how old you are, to keep learning and keep doing. But what you need to change is your expectations. Not everything you learn is going to be immediately actionable and immediately profitable. We have a tendency in this society to want immediate gratification and immediate financialification. We want to immediately make money off what we learn. But I argue that when we learn things, they aren't going to be immediately actionable. They're not going to be immediately profitable. Because sometimes things need to sit in our brains, they need to sit in our hearts, and be shaped. Sometimes what we learn is the coal that becomes the diamond later. So try to change your thinking about learning. Don't worry about whether you're going to make money immediately from it, but think about how it's going to make you a different person in the future, because you can change. You just have to want to change, and you have to learn for change. Fourth, what are you building? It's so easy to have these dreams and ideas, but if you never do anything with them, if you've never put them into action, you're always going to be sitting on the bench of life. You're going to become bitter, and you're going to become the type of person that no one wants to be around. So what are you building? Maybe you're building your business. Maybe you're building a platform. Maybe you're building a better way to look at the world. But when you build, you act. You're no longer waiting on the sidelines for someone else to say, hey, you can do this. I think about building a lot, not only in the sense of the work that I do, but in the person that I am becoming. And that's the fifth question. What are you becoming? Are you challenging yourself to be a bigger, better person? Or are you challenging yourself to just be a mediocre status quo person that is exactly like other people and not building upon your strengths? What are you becoming? Are you becoming a person that is proficient in excuses? Or are you a person who is becoming proficient in action? This fall, I found myself full of excuses, and I did not like that. That is not who I want to become. So, what are you becoming? Who are you becoming? Who are you allowing yourself to be? Just think what more you could be. Just think what more we could do. Sixth and finally, how are you thinking about others? Do you see them as a checkbook? Do you see them as a means to an end? Do you see them as someone who can transform your very being by interacting with them? When you can look at other people as not a means to an end, but people that you can encourage, that you can share with, that you can become stronger when you interact with them, that's how you start thinking what more we could do. I encourage you today, tomorrow, next week, next month, next year, think what more you could do and do it. That does it for this episode of Getting Work to Work. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. It means a lot to me that you do. Would you be willing to share Getting Work to Work with your friends, other creative professionals, and entrepreneurs? You can send them to gwtw.co or have them search for Getting Work to Work on most podcast platforms, including Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, and Spotify. Would you like to be a guest on a future episode of Getting Work to Work or know someone who should be on the show? I'm going to be returning to weekly interviews next week with some great guests, so look for those on Monday starting December 17th. Do you need some advice, encouragement, or just want someone to say hi to? Drop me a line by sending me an email. I'm chris@chrismartinstudios.com, or you can find me on Twitter and Instagram. I'm @CMStudios. Until next time, may creativity and curiosity fuel your life.